How do you shape a season?
This season was a little bit different from the way I approach other seasons. I mean, my general approach is that I have ballets that I want to acquire, existing ballets that I want to bring into the repertoire because I think they're really good ballets, and I think I have the dancers at that time to perform these works. I mean, different ballets have different requirements, obviously. But I try and make up a season of acquired works like that, and I always have works by Mr. Balanchine on the season. I try to commission one or two new works a year, so we have world premieres. Then I sit back and look at each program, and I try to have a reasonable diversity in each program, a reasonable mix with diversity in the type of work that we're doing, but also works that aren't going to negate each other. Or, you know, they have to make sense as a group of dances to me.
What do you mean?
Sometimes it can be musical choices. Sometimes it can be the style of the choreography. I don't want diversity in the work for the sake of diversity. I do want my audience to have three or four very different choices in each evening, in any evening that they come and see, but I want them to be able to appreciate the whole evening as well.
What is the style of Pennsylvania Ballet? If you're reflecting on where the company is today, do ballet companies have different characters? Is there something
about... Oh, absolutely. Ballet companies are made up of... good ballet companies are made up of the individuals in that company. I look for dancers that are, they have to have a certain level of technique, obviously. That's just a given. They have to be musical. That's not negotiable, right? But over and above that, I look for personalities. I look for people that have imagination, artists that are not just dancing to the counts, but artists that bring something of themselves even to the most basic, simple combination of steps. I like to describe the company as a company of individuals who perform as a real ensemble. And by that I mean everybody is equally invested, whether you're the star in the spotlight center stage or whether you're the 32nd girl in the corner of the stage doing Swan Lake, where everybody is equally invested and equally committed to doing their part as best they can. And I think it creates creates a different level of energy that the audience, even though they're not conscious of what they're feeling it. It's kind of a competitive art form in a way. I mean, everybody wants the starring role. And that doesn't happen, obviously. But there's incredible support throughout the company.
People have to be technically proficient and great athletes.
Given.
But they also need a certain amount of flexibility, no pun intended, both physical flexibility, mm-hmm. but a temperamental flexibility to react in the midst of an ensemble.
Well, and to be willing to be part of an ensemble. And it goes both ways. I truly believe that even the principal dancers in the company are the most experienced dancers in the company. They get the big roles, but they're part of the ensemble in a way. I mean, they're very aware of the other artists that are around them and the role that they're playing and how their roles support them. And so they, it's not just like back up and give me a lot of room. It's like, let's all do this. Let's all make this work. I'm only as good as those people behind me. It's kind of that mentality in a way, and I think it creates a very different, wonderful energy.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.